This is Senator Al Simpson. Learning to read isn't just kid stuff. It's something that also affects millions of adult Americans. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, civilization has used the written word for thousands of years in order to survive. That's why it's so very sad that in this most developed society in history, so many American adults just do not know how to read or write. There are as many as 20 million people in our nation who are functionally illiterate. That means they can't read a warning label on a medicine bottle or even a danger sign on a roadway. They can't even fill out a job application. Each year, illiteracy costs our country $200 billion in accidents and lost productivity. Ted, the real tragedy of illiteracy is it simply doesn't have to be this way. Whether through federal, state, or community programs, anyone really wanting to learn to read can do it. The feds can't force them the way you like to govern.
There you go again, Al. The old Republican attitude that things will get better by themselves if individuals just try harder. Sometimes it works, but often it doesn't. The obstacles are too great. Illiteracy in America is a serious problem. You can't cure it by cheerleading from the sidelines. This country has the worst literacy rate of any industrial nation. Our dismal record costs us heavily in lower productivity, higher welfare and unemployment, accidents on the job, and dead-end lives of crime and drugs. A new way to attack illiteracy is catching on. The Student Literacy Corps. Harness the energy, ability, and idealism of college students. Encourage them to volunteer a few hours a week, teaching literacy in schools and adult education centers in their community in return for credit in their courses. It might even work for you, Al. Let a college kid come by and teach you how to program your VCR. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a loophole that should be closed in the unemployment laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.